Open pen. Okay, I'm going to start. I'm going to declare the meeting open at 4:33. And welcome and thank everyone for their attendance. In attendance, we have councillors Barrett, Councillor Robinson, Councillor Leather, Councillor Penny, Councillor Dewar, Councillor White, Councillor Witham. Staff, we have Karen, Chief Executive Officer, Pam, Strategic Support and Projects Officer, Julie, Governance and Compliance Officer, Peter, Manager of Works. Leave of absence is nil. Item 3, disclosure of interest is nil. Item 4, response to previous public questions taken on notice is nil. 5, public question time, nil. 6, presentations, petitions, deputations, nil. 7, application for leave of absence. Nothing there. Nil. 8, announcements from the presiding member is nil. 9.1, ordinary council meeting, 9th March 2026. A recommendation that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on 9th March 2026 be confirmed as a true and accurate record of proceedings. Moved to Councillor Dewar, seconded Councillor Leather. All those in favour? Unanimous. 10.1, appointment of Chief Bushfire Control Officer and Deputy Chief Bushfire Control Officers. Straightforward, I would have thought. No comments here? No? So, recommendation forward. That the following nominations for Chief Bushfire Control Officer and Deputy Chief Bushfire Control Officer be endorsed for the 2026-27 and 2027-28 seasons. Chief Bushfire Control Officer Rhys Brown, Deputy Chief Bushfire Control Officer Josh Holmes, Deputy Chief Bushfire Control Officer Neil Leather. Mover, Councillor White, seconded Councillor Penny, all those in favour, carried 7-0, unanimous. 10.2. Yeah, cut. Sorry? 10.2, appointment of fire control officers 2026-2027. Once again, the recommendation. That it be recommended to the council that the following nominations be endorsed for 2026-27. Fire control officers, Broomhill East Brigade, Alan Buddy Bosnack, Broomhill West Brigade, Brennan Boyle, Broomhill Central Brigade, John Webster, Tamla East Brigade, Carl Letter, Tamla West Brigade, Martin Dealey, Tamla Volunteer Fire Emergency Service, Dan Plant, Shire Ranger, Stephanie Swain. High Weather Officers, Broomhill East Brigade, Alan Buddy Bosnack, Broomhill West Brigade, Brennan Boyle, Broomhill Central Brigade, Jonathan Webster, Tamla East Brigade, Carl Letter, Tamla West Brigade, Martin Dealey, Tamla Volunteer Fire Emergency Service, Mandy Plant. Move for that. Councillor Widow, seconded Councillor Dewar, was in favour. Seven. Yeah. 10.3, fire break notice and bushfire information 2026-27. Any conversation from the floor? No? All right. Recommendation that the Shire of Broomhill Tamla Fire Break Notice and Bushfire Information 2026-27 as presented be endorsed. A mover, Councillor White, and seconded Councillor Penny. Those in favour, 7-0. Right, 10.4. Community Grants Program. And how the Strategic Support Projects Officers, the author to this. Did you have anything to add to this item?
No, not really. The Community Grants Program is one of the actions contained in the Corporate Business Plan. And we've held off a little bit just while we've been working on other things, but we think the timing of it now is appropriate given we're going into budget preparation. Council can consider the allocation for this financial year, and then we can roll it out as soon as the budget's adopted and see how it goes.
All right. Thank you, Pam. Is there anything to add?
Mr. President, if I could add that it ensures that the Shire is again being proactive in terms of planning for any community requests, and this enforces that.
Very good, thank you. Okay, the recommendation that the Council 1 endorse the Community Grants Program guidelines as presented. 2, adopt policy 4.6 Community Grants Program as presented. Move it, please. Councillor Letta, seconded. Councillor Robinson, all those in favour, 7-0. 11.1, Tamworth Community Cropping Group Request, Use of Caravan Park Cabins. So, forward here. Just any, before I put the recommendation, did anyone want to ask comment? Councillor Williams.
Chair, just how will that go if the Belton Australian's not installed?
Councillor Witham, through the chair. Councillor Witham, I'll be discussing it with the cropping group to ensure that that they take some precautions with that and have thought about being sort of ribbon up also just to say that there's a hazard there.
Through the chair, will it be like a regular request?
They haven't requested that at this point in time, but certainly it will be considered on its merits in the future that if there is a subsequent request or on an annual basis.
Yep. All right, thank you for that. Thanks, Karen, CEO. Recommendation that the Council 1 approves the use of Shire-owned cabins at the Tamworth and Broomhill Caravan Parks by the Tamworth Community Cropping Group for the nights of 20 and 21 April 2026. 2, notes that the accommodation is to support volunteers and industry participants assisting with the Community Cropping Group seeding day scheduled for 21 April 2026. Mover, Councillor Penny, seconded, Councillor Dewar, and all those in favour, it's carried 7-0. Thank you. item 12. Broomhill Tamworth Lifestyle, Neil. Item 13, Broomhill Tamworth Shire Support, 13.1, Corporate Business Plan, 2024 to 2028, Quarterly Progress Report, January to March 2026. Do you have any questions regarding this item? No, I'll put the recommendation forward. That the Corporate Business Plan 2024 to 2028 Quarterly Progress Report for the period January to March 2026 as presented be received. The mover, Councillor Robinson. Seconder, Councillor Dewar. All those in favour, the item. 7-0. Okay, 13.2, Workforce Plan. Karen, obviously the author here, I'd just like to make a note of the amount of work and time and effort that our CEO Karen has put into this this plan. I know there's been a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of experience and dedication put forward, Karen, so on behalf of the councillors, I'd like to say thank you. It looks like an excellent document, extremely well done, and would you like to have comment?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. There has been about 18 months of work that's been done with this as we've transitioned our workforce, particularly with some of the movement that we've had within the Shire. And along the way, we've had some lessons learned, and particularly what's come out of it is how lean we have previously been and how we have focused on key personnel, and when they have left, it has presented some significant risk. So over the last 18 months, we have structured the organisation as we've gone on an ad hoc basis and reviewed each of the positions as people have left too. And what we've come up with now is, in a sense, future-proofing us, particularly for the next 4 years, and what we need moving forward. If you look at the environmental scan, in particular housing affordability, more people moving within the region, but also the compliance issues that come with that, hence why we have separated out the position that was an executive assistant, a governance and compliance officer, and a regulatory position all in one. We separated that out so that we could focus in particular on the regulatory side of things with planning. Aside from that, we've also looked at the cleaners as we've expanded the caravan park and established the Tambula caravan park and what that actually looks like for both Broome and Tambula, and establishing two caretakers, which will increase over time as we expand the cabins. And they will be certainly outward-facing positions too. Aside from that, the works area we have looked at significantly too, and what we need in the future, and certainly having a hybrid model, so through natural attrition, that some of the works staff, as they leave, we will engage contractors more as we progress. So we'll certainly have a core maintenance team, but with regards to construction and meeting our deliverables and also our funding commitments, that we will be looking at engaging contractors further as we go in order to meet those deadlines. Aside from that, we're also looking at two additional positions, one being Community Development Officer, which is very much needed within the Shire and something that we have been lacking for quite some time. Because it has been shared with another position that is a standalone one, so we can effectively engage with our community and deliver what's required as part of the strategic community plan. And aside from that, also a corporate support officer. There is a very large body of work that's currently sitting with the executive to do, a lot of it just administrative focus. So that role will certainly assist the CEO, the executive team, and most importantly the deputy CEO, who has a very large remit. And aside from that, that position is key when people go on leave. So at the moment, when people are going on leave, that actually sits with the executive again to fill the gap. And this will ensure that we can continue to deliver what we need to and have someone to fill in as we go. Aside from that, there is the seven key themes moving forward. So attraction and retention, capability development across all roles. So while we have focused on that with our works crew, we haven't internally. And I think to get the best out of our staff, we do need to have some sort of investment in them. And that will ensure retention too as we go. Knowledge management and succession planning, again, with a lot of movement over 2025. We haven't been in a position to look at succession. I think certainly bringing in the deputy CEO role will assist with that, but also looking at those other roles and then timing that into capability will ensure that we are focused on succession as we move forward, because it is incredibly hard, as we all know, to attract staff within the region. As we look at the works term too, that is an ageing workforce, and we certainly need to consider further what succession looks like within that team. Aside from that, as we're all aware, digital transformation, AI readiness is a thing, and particularly given that it's a small shire, it is something that I think we need to leverage significantly. And that again comes into our capability development and ensuring our staff can actually utilise AR and maximise it so that we can get as much productivity out of the shire as we can, so we can deliver for the community. Obviously, culture and safety, and ensuring again that we retain those staff, but also looking at our volunteer workforce integration and how we can leverage that further within the community so we can get some buy-in working partnership with the community and the shire. Thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah, thank you, Karen, CEO, for a very significant and comprehensive document. I'll put the recommendation forward. That the Council 1 adopts the Workforce Plan 2026-2030, 2 approves the establishment and recruitment of the following positions: Community Development Officer, Corporate Support Officer, and 3 notes that the above positions will be funded within the existing 2025-26 budget allocations. Can I move on that, please? Councillor Letter, Seconder, Councillor Jewett. All those in favour, it's past 7. Yep. Okay, item 13.3, monthly list of payments, March 26. Officer, recommendation, is there any comments, questions from the floor regarding monthly list of payments? No? Okay. Recommendation that in accordance with Regulations 13.1 and 13.A.1 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, the list of payments paid under delegated authority or with Shire purchasing cards for March 2026 be endorsed, comprising municipal fund cheque, electronic funds transfer, EFT, and direct debit payments totaling $586,702.66 and credit purchasing card payments totaling $3,736.06. Mover, please. Councillor Letter, seconded. Councillor Penny, and those in favour, that's plus 7 mil. 13.4, financial statements, March 2026. Any discussion? No. The recommendation that the monthly financial statements for the period ending 31st of March 2026 be received. Mover. Councillor Robinson, seconded. Councillor Dewar, all those in favour, it's plus 7 nil. Item 14, matters which the meeting may close, is nil. 15, elected members' motions of which previous notice has been given, nil. 16, questions from members without notice, nil. 17, new business of an urgent nature introduced by decision of the meeting, nil. So on that note, I will declare the meeting closed at 4:52.